What do we think of someone who has managed to convince himself that he is bound to win a lottery because he desperately needs the money? Some might envy him his brief great expectations, but many others would think that he is failing in his proper role as an adult and rational human being, of looking at things as they are. In the same way that each of us has had to learn in growing up to resist the temptation of wishful thinking about ordinary things like lotteries, so our species has had to learn in growing up that we are not playing a starring role in any sort of grand cosmic drama. Nevertheless, I do not for a minute think that science will ever provide the consolations that have been offered by religion in facing death. The finest statement of this existential challenge that I know is found in The Ecclesiastical History of the English, written by the Venerable Bede sometime around AD 700. Bede tells how King Edwin of Northumbria held a council in AD 627 to decide on the religion to be accepted in his kingdom, and gives the following speech to one of the king's chief men. "Your Majesty, when we compare the present life of a man on earth with that time of which we have no knowledge, it seems to me like the swift flight of a single sparrow through the banqueting hall where you are sitting at dinner on a winter's day with your thanes and counselors. In the midst, there is a comforting fire to warm the hall. Outside, the storms of winter rain or snow are raging. This sparrow flies swiftly in through one door of the hall and out through another. While he is inside, he is safe from the winter storms. But after a few moments of comfort, he vanishes from sight into the wintry world from which he came. Even so, man appears on earth for a little while. But of what went before this life, or of what follows, we know nothing." It is an almost irresistible temptation to believe with Bede and Edwin that there must be something for us outside the banqueting hall. The honor of resisting this temptation is only a thin substitute for the consolations of religion, but it is not entirely without satisfactions of its own. Chapter 12. Down in Ellis County. "Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let 'em pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make 'em be doctors and lawyers and such." Ed and Patsy Bruce. Ellis County, Texas, is in the heart of what was once the greatest cotton-growing region in the world. It is not hard to find signs of the old cotton prosperity in Waxahachie, the county seat. The center of town boasts a grand 1895 pink granite county courthouse, crowned with a high clock tower, and branching off from the central square are several streets of fine Victorian houses,